The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Hopefully he's sitting, is Jay Widener. Hello, Jay.
Hey, Jeff, how you doing?
I'm encouraged, but all things considered, I have to look at the big picture. What we did was really, I think, and I'm not overstating anything, I think you'll agree with me, we dodged a potential thermonuclear bullet here. We were being dragged, forced toward a nuclear confrontation with Vladimir Putin and Russia. There's no question about it. 300,000 more NATO troops. Now, Donald Trump wants to withdraw from NATO, and, well, he should as soon as possible. But we were being pushed toward thermonuclear war. In fact, I believe we were closer to it than at any time that we know about since the Cuban Missile Crisis. That's how close we were. That's the big picture. That's the biggest picture. And it's crucial for everyone to keep in mind. Now, second to that, Donald Trump and the American people overwhelmingly stood up and rejected the issues that we've been talking about for the last year and a half, as at least espoused by the so-called Democrats and the Clinton machine. We rejected criminality, we rejected crime, we rejected the Clinton Foundation, we rejected pedophilia, we rejected satanic, demonic possession and rituals. We rejected all of that, and most Americans didn't even know about the satanic angle. But what happened, Jay? How is it that Hillary Clinton is claiming the popular vote? You know the answer to that, and I know the answer to that. And let me just tell people real quickly what it is, and then I want you to weigh in on all these things. We, the Trumpers, the people who are patriots above all, stood up and voted. Donald Trump probably won this vote in a fair vote, 80-20, 85-15, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay. He over
at
what
the best,
we did.
I'll give him 75-25.
75-25 on a worst case scenario.
Yep.
What happened is that the overwhelming support crashed their plans to throw the election. Crashed them.
And by the way, I believe that Comey got word that it was going to be a Trump huge win,
yeah.
And that's why he pulled the indictment, so that Obama could not pardon Hillary, and now he cannot pardon Hillary because there are no crimes against her, and Trump can still reopen the investigation, and he will.
Now, that's interesting. I believe I read somewhere, and there's a lot of stuff running around about pardons, that not only could Obama pardon himself, But he can pardon Hillary for crimes not yet committed formally, that she hasn't been charged with. The only thing that can override a presidential pardon is impeachment from the House and Senate. That's it.
Well, I don't know the rules that well, but I don't doubt that in some ways.
So. No, that's, I read that. I posted it. Pardons will stand up. They won't stand up in a state law issue. Let's say she broke the law in New York with the Clinton Foundation where it's headquartered. Pardon isn't going to do anything with that. Federal laws, yes.
Ah, I see.
Okay.
Well, then she's still up you-know-what creek, because the NYPD has 667,000 emails, and I've heard that they're making copies of them, and that the FBI has been investigating the NYPD for the Eric Garner death for the last 2 years,
yeah.
And they've been right up there, you-know-what. And the NYPD is furious. And Giuliani is their big hero, if you remember, because he cleaned up New York with the cops.
He actually did.
Oh, he did. I went to New York in the 70s, a frightful experience.
Yeah.
And I have to give Giuliani credit, because now New York is a place you can actually take, well, in most places you could take your kids. So Giuliani is, of course, going to be the next AG, and you can bet that Trump has these emails and is contemplating going after, you know, whatever there is in there. And Trump doesn't take lightly to people who say things about him. And trust me, I've heard many things. If you lie about Trump, he remembers. So that's the other thing that's going to be interesting, is the recriminations that are going to happen. Now, right now, there's riots breaking out all over the United States, marches and riots against Trump, because this is how the left reacts.
This is Soros, sure.
Yep. Yeah, this is how they react. They accused us of going to do something when Hillary wins, mm-hmm. and of course we know that nothing would have happened except polite, protests.
That's
but
right.
These guys are already throwing rocks through windows and doing everything they can. And
yeah, they're paid, most of them. The leaders,
they are.
They're inciters of violence, and they're paid.
So here we are, man. We did it. We have a one-party rule. We have Trump in charge. We're going to reverse the Obama agenda. We're going to get rid of Obamacare. We're going to secure the borders. And we're going to reverse about 25 years of pure friggin' hell.
Yeah. This is the, next to the JFK assassination, this is the biggest event in modern American history.
I agree.
Period.
I agree. And, you know, they were, I could see the manipulation going through the night. I knew that they were, Hillary, we'll give you the popular vote, but we've got to give this guy the Electoral College, because he's coming at 75-25. And she must have known it at some point, because, I mean, her crowds, the social media.
She canceled her fireworks show 2 days before the election. I say she knew then.
Yep, I would agree. And I don't know what to say. I mean, when you've been battling these MFers so long, like I have and you have, this moment feels odd and strange. Because, first off, I never, ever thought that we would win anything. It was all just a last-ditch effort to try to save whatever could be saved.
Correct.
And possibly stop the corporate order for a little while. In other words,
a delaying action.
Inevitable that we were going to get rolled over, and
so did they, by the way. But
yeah, exactly. And I never thought of that. And watching those people on TV last night on CNN, and I stayed up till 1:30, 2 o'clock, which I never do because I'm a working stiff, and just because I wanted to revel in it. And you know, they refused to call it. They refused to call it.
They were just wincing and squirming.
Oh, it was hilarious. I mean, it was hilarious.
Well,
and
I'm work. I'm hopeful that there will be recriminations and retributions. These people deserve every bit of it. Trump knows exactly who in the media have stabbed him over and over again. And he said early on, he said, those people will have a big surprise for them when it comes to access to the White House if I get in. They will not get in. And that's the way it should be. They don't deserve to get in. They're not journalists. Not at all.
And then what I love about the I don't know what you want to call them, the weak left, is that immediately they start saying what Trump has to do to get them to join him.
Oh, right.
Like, Trump must come to us.
Like Trump.
You know, like, dudes, he won.
Amazing.
Okay? You go to him. He doesn't come to you. You understand the game? And these people don't get it. And there's going to be race baiting. It's already starting because, you know, white people cannot vote their interests. That's not allowed. And they did. And it's outrageous. And, you know, and so this thing's just beginning. This rough and tumble of the last 25 years that you and I have both been through,
yeah,
it's just beginning.
Yeah,
this thing is just starting,
I concur.
It is going to be gigantic. All of the media is about to go out of business. The New York Times profits are down 90% this quarter over last. In the election, when they're supposed to be scooping up all that campaign cash, right, for their advertising. But no, it ain't happening. CNN's going to go out of business. I don't see how Anderson Cooper and any of those people can even go on camera anymore. It was so obvious. And my feeling is that, like all businesses, they're doing forward forecasting of where they're going to be a year or two from now, and they're seeing that there's just no revenue coming.
No, there won't be any, because people are going to go to the internet for news. I'm not going to
And frankly,
who's going to advertise? Yeah.
Exactly. And I can speak from you know, firsthand experience that actually your ads on YouTube are much more effective than ads on History Channel or wherever, on cable or on
radio. I think that's a very important point, Jay, that no one else is talking about, that the advertising paradigm we've grown up with is changing dramatically.
It is, and it means the end of the news media, and thank the heavens for that, because they deserve to die, and I hope it's a painful death. And what I have seen and the things that they've said about me and the people that I agree with over the last year and a half, I'm outraged by it, and they're going to pay for it, and they know it.
Yeah, their arrogance alone is enough. You know, retribution, karma, let's do it.
Yep.
And I hope he does. I really hope he doesn't play Mr. Nice Guy.
And he's not.
He does what he said he was going to do.
He's not Mr. Nice Guy. I mean, he's a tough businessman.
He's the art of the deal.
His
Mr. Nice Guys don't make deals.
His family were destroyed. That's right. His wife and family were taken under the bus, thrown under the bus. The bus by these guys, he was accused of everything under the book, being a racist, a sexist, assaulting women. None of it happened. All of these women have folded. He's going to sue them. I hope they know. And Clinton's not going to help you, women who came forward because you, Hillary wouldn't even attend her thing last night and say, you know, hey, let's wait till the morning. She left her supporters who've been working for a year.
She hung them out to dry. No,
she had
a meltdown. She probably was
minutes.
In a rage.
Oh, yeah.
And
Throwing things.
I'll bet that happened. I have a little thesis, and I've felt for several weeks now that the global elite have decided that Hillary Clinton was too dirty even for them. I'm not talking about morals or morality here, but too dirty to be an effective leader. She'd be under investigation all the time. She'd be facing articles of impeachment, which is apparently being drawn up right now by somebody in the House. King is his name, Representative King. That she would not be able to be a functional president. Her health is fading. Of course, they'd be very happy with Kane. He's a globalist, just like Pence is a globalist. So they win either way. But I think that they pulled the plug on her, and I think she knew it. And I think that that's part of the reason that she lost. They didn't back her to the extent that they guaranteed that she'd win. And I think that our vote, the citizens, and I think it had to be 75% at minimum, as you said. I agree completely. Look at the stories I've heard. You have, too, about no Hillary signs anywhere. Towns full of Trump signs. Look at the rallies. Look at the social media numbers. Every indicator showed Trump by an enormous, not a small, an enormous landslide. Americans were sick of it. And I think that out of Clinton's popular vote, we can count at least 5 million votes were illegal, fraudulently acquired. Immigrants were voting as the treasonous President Obama instructed them to go ahead and vote, even if you're not a citizen. You're an illegal, go ahead and vote. That's treason.
That is treason.
So, I mean, even with all that, she still loses. Now, I have said many times that the Electoral College is antiquated and should be dumped. Boy, I'm glad that nobody listened to me because they threw the popular vote.
Well, I know where you're coming from with that, but I have to say I think the Founding Fathers were correct now in retrospect with the Electoral College, because if we throw that out,
no, we can't.
Like California,
I've changed my mind.
New York,
yeah,
you're going to just overwhelm us.
Yeah.
You know, can you beat when you're getting 90% Democrat vote in California?
Yeah, I've changed
right?
my mind. I've
yeah,
totally changed my mind.
Yeah,
keep it.
Our forefathers were very smart people, and they must have seen this day.
It's a buffer against all of these illegals. Look at the guy in Virginia, the governor. 60,000 felons. He gave back their right to vote, which is actually a federal issue. It's not a state issue.
You can bet he's going to be prosecuted on that, by the way.
Well, and she won by 70,000 votes.
I saw that.
And how much vote fraud was in that number? And 60,000 of those votes were mostly from these felons who were given their vote back by a governor illegally. So, I mean, it's just amazing.
No, the corruption has been completely exposed. The buying of the media has been completely exposed. The corporate ownership of our country has been completely exposed. They played their game, and they went out into the open, which they've never done before,
right.
And now they are exposed.
Oh, their arrogance cost them.
And let's not forget the 650,000 emails, which still hasn't been released. What's going to happen when those get released?
Yeah, well, go New York Police Department. That chief in there, I forget which chief, they have a number of underchiefs, but the chief that had those, and I know, when you know, that they've got copies, they would never give them away without making copies. He said, I'm going to give them to Julian Assange myself if the FBI doesn't release them.
That's exactly right, and that's what I've heard. I've heard that they're just furious, and they want it out. These are hardened cops, and what they saw in those emails freaked them out.
Yeah.
I've heard the rumors of what's in there. I've even seen some of the pictures, and they're very disturbing. And
some have been leaked.
Yeah, there's been some a picture of a girl playing a piano without any pants on, you know, 8-year-old girl or something.
Mm-hmm.
Very disturbing stuff. And this whole thing, it became clear to me about 3 weeks ago, right after we talked last, actually, that this thing, we both know that there has been a group within the military and the intelligence agencies that absolutely is anti-New World Order. And they have been, as far as I know, at least 24 years they've been fighting the New World Order. And they're a very loose affiliated group of, like, special forces and naval special weapons divisions, people like that. Pretty tough guys. And I've been hearing that there's this alliance that's been forming for years now, and now it's finally reaching a culmination. But it really occurred to me that about 3 weeks ago that this whole thing has been carefully orchestrated. About maybe starting 2 years ago.
Absolutely. You bet.
Yeah, and Trump
this
is part of it.
Yeah, oh, yeah. This is, look, this whole thing, They aren't political parties anymore.
With military precision.
Yeah.
With military precision, by the way.
They're paramilitary.
Okay, today we do this, tomorrow we do that, the day after this gets released, Assange is in on it. The whole thing is coordinated. Amazing, man. It's amazing. And the New World Order is standing there on the sidelines almost. Flaying their arms and saying, you know, screaming racist, sexist, homophobe. None of it's working, and it's
nobody bought it. Nobody bought it. And those pukes on MSNBC, on CNN, and the others, just, you know, calling them horrors doesn't even come close.
No.
Not even close. Journalism as we knew it is dead.
Traitors is a good
people,
word.
That's right. It's dead. And now the so-called alt-right, and that's why our business, the alternative media, has been so thoroughly penetrated by the government. They're afraid of it. So they've filled it full of people, operatives, intel assets, fake websites. And when the Pentagon admitted spending over $500 million to create fake videos of terror groups, you know, that's just one thing we know about. So the amount of disinformation and manipulation is huge out there, huge. But people know, and you said it, they can't go to the mainstream media, and as I've been saying, they can never trust it again, ever, ever.
And they won't. And they won't. It's been burned forever.
Yeah.
And let's not forget, the alt-right media, well, it's been infiltrated. A lot of it is still really good, like
sure
your show.
Sure.
And they're doing very well. Thank you.
It just takes discernment, a little discrimination by people who wade into it. Be careful. Learn to sharpen your radar. Come up with your own acid test for basic stories and information. Look for sources. Look for credibility. Look for what particular website is releasing it. You'll figure it out. You'll figure it out.
Yeah, and look for the things that you know. So if there's a subject that you know a lot about, and you're looking at an alt-right website, and they have an article or something up about something that you actually know a lot about, go look at that one and see if they're reporting it correctly.
That's a very good way to do it, James.
Yeah, and then if they are, then you begin slowly trusting that aggregate site, and then pretty soon, you know, you're like I am with Jeff's site and totally loyal. And pretty much, I know Jeff gets it wrong once in a while, and I forgive him for that. He always comes out and says, whoops. And that's the difference between them and us. And but I mean, if you want real information, you know, and you want meat on the bone, then you know you have to go to sites like Jeff's. And yeah, sometimes it's going to be a little scary. So what?
You know, I can't humanly. I post 100 to 150 stories a day. They're all carefully culled and pulled, sequenced, organized, formatted. All the headlines are rewritten. I can't read them all. It's not possible. So in most cases, if I post a ringer or a dinger, it's something that I did unknowingly. I don't intentionally do it. It's just
I think everybody knows that.
It's not humanly possible to vet every story. So
I do the best
we can, and we got a pretty good batting average here. So
you're friggin' awesome. Are you kidding me?
Well, thanks. All right, hold on. Jay and I'll be right back. It's just amazing to watch what's going on out there. We are actually walking away from the abyss. We were at the edge, and we're actually walking back. Hold on. Okay, and we're back talking with Jay Widener about the tumultuous, cataclysmic events going on in this country. I've looked at some of the pictures of the people in the streets. There are thousands of people out there, but really not all that many considering we have 320 million, 95 million at least of whom have no jobs, and they could all be out in the streets. Look, this is an idiot show. If you look at the faces of these people, there's nobody home. A lot of them are agitators, professional agents provocateurs, paid for by Soros. Here's one. As luck would have it, this is a good story. As luck would have it, Hillary Clinton's landslide loss, which is what I said earlier, was so big that massive election fraud by Democratic Party operatives in various cities could not overcome her deficit. The shock by insiders of having lost, obviously, reflects their early certainty of prevailing, which hints at the extent of their vote-rigging schemes. The unverifiable system of voting in America is so flawed that foreign observers are now being blocked from monitoring U.S. elections. The topic of fraud can no longer be swept under the rug. Surely Clinton and the media will try to make a big deal of having received more votes than Trump in the popular vote total, which, according to the current tabulation, is now already a fact, with even a higher differential to come once the West Coast state results are counted, and many of those, a very high percentage of those, will be illegal immigrants being counted. It goes on here. However, this assertion should not be forgotten, and it should be vociferously challenged. Surely this surplus is artificial. Is it really possible that so many Americans would have ignored the prospect of going to war with Russia? Would they have ignored it? The question needs to be raised publicly. How many hundreds of thousands of votes were switched from Trump to Clinton altogether? And I say it's millions. How many invalid illegal votes were registered for her? Aside from that, assuming all the votes were legitimate, the Electoral College system is intended to prevent, say, a concentration of votes in urban centers to the detriment of rural voters across the country. As is the case in Maine and Nebraska, voters in individual states can decide how to allocate their electoral votes so it doesn't have to be a winner-take-all system. Anyway, we're going to go into this in detail in the months to come. It'll be a national debate. Watch and see. Well, Hillary won the popular vote. She should have won the election. No, she didn't win the popular vote. The landslide was enormous against her. That's the big lie. So they're not going to go away quietly, Jay. They're going to go right on with their same games, their duplicity, their deceit, their fraud. It's not going to stop.
Well, that's great, but nobody's going to believe them, and nobody's watching their media, and everybody's just self-selecting their own media now, and the old days of even media being linear are going to end here soon as people pick and choose what they want to hear.
That's very good. Very good point. Yep.
Yeah, and you know, I've always said that as soon as sports starts streaming, it's over for linear television. Over. I mean, no one will watch it anymore. It's like, why would I want to watch it? Why would I want to sit through the crap I don't want to sit through? And we're at the precipice of that revolution right now. And that means that the elites are losing control of the narrative because we're picking and choosing our own narrative. Now, YouTube is a great example of how the elites try to steer the narrative so that what they think I want to watch has recently completely altered. It used to be that their algorithm was pretty good. I could hit YouTube and I would get, you know, what I wanted to watch top. Yeah, you know, all the stuff I was interested in, right?
Yeah, but be on now, the right side. Yeah,
yeah.
Sure.
Now, no. Now all of a sudden I'm getting kiddie videos and
no, they're programming you.
Yeah, they're trying to get me to not watch the hardcore stuff I want to watch.
Right.
And they want me to watch kitty videos and cats playing with each other and dogs and bears and balloons.
Funniest home videos stuff.
Funniest home videos and rock and roll videos, you know, MTV type of stuff. And, you know, which I'm just not interested in. And I can't believe it. And if you turn off YouTube and then turn it back on, you get the next algorithm scramble of what they think you want to see. And, it's just not following anything that I want anymore. And it's, if I want to listen to Rents.com, the Rents radio show, Rents TV, I mean, I actually have to type it in now. R-E-N.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. They're not letting me, and no matter how many times I go there, they're never considering it a trend. Even if I go there 15 times in 1 week, it's not considered a trend.
Not, no, that's funny. So they have they've jigged their algorithms.
Yeah, it'll end after the election because they don't want to keep this going for too long, because that will give them, you know, people quit watching. And also I hear that Amazon is starting up their own kind of YouTube service in rebellion against YouTube. Not that Amazon's anything to be cheering about, but maybe somehow we should. If there's a rich financial guy listening, and you want to start your own free YouTube type of network that's not censored at all, and that's what we really need right now.
Right. Well, I think when something becomes so dominantly successful like YouTube, you're going to see other players are going to step in, and they'll clone it, they'll mimic it. Yeah, you can count on that. You know, I mentioned earlier agents provocateurs. They're all over the country. This network that Soros is running and others of his ilk are running is very well put together. It's very sophisticated. And you look at that David Brock, that hitman, political thug, and he's symptomatic of it. And if you read that brilliant hack of the conversation he was having with some of his team members, it gave you a very dirty feeling, a very ugly situation. These people are truly thugs, and they'll stop at nothing.
Well, I mean, it looks like from the Podesta emails that, you know, they put the hit on Scalia. I mean,
no question.
It was 2 days before it, and they're calling it wet works and get ready for a lot of trouble.
Now, see, the trouble is, Jay, that came and went, and I held it as long as I could, but it was the information deluge is so intense now. That should be brought back. I'll see if I can pull it back up again. Because WikiLeaks emails, as Jay is saying, there was quite clearly a connection between the Democrat, the Clinton camp, and the death of Justice Scalia.
Yeah, because he says it's going to be at the place with the vineyard and the pool. And that place in Texas where he died, is the pool is actually the most well-known aspect of that resort, but it's right next to a vineyard.
A huge vineyard. Did you see the pictures I put up about that?
Yeah, the Google Earth picture, And here's the thing, okay? At this stage of the game, when this email was exchanged, right, a few days before Scalia was killed, and wet works is a euphemism for assassination, people. So no, don't ever let yourself think that it's not. But anyway, what's interesting about this is that the Clinton camp, you know, was hedging all their bets. So they were afraid that the election would come down to kind of a 2000 election kind of scenario, or it would have to go to the Supreme Court. Okay? And they knew that there was a 5-4 Supreme Court against them at that time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on. I have motive. I'm providing you with motive.
Yeah.
I'm providing motive for why Podesta and his ilk would start talking to each other about doing a wet works at the place with the pool near the vineyard, and that's going to happen very soon. And 2 days later, it did. And I think you might have been on your site. Actually, I read this or heard it, was that he was found with a pillow over his face in the morning.
Yes, it was. He was laid out in bed. The sheets were all nice and smoothed around him, like he hadn't even turned over once or rolled back. Exactly.
Yep.
Like he was laid out for a public viewing.
Yep.
And the pillow? Yes, the pillow was over his head. That's true.
Yep, that's right. And
that went away real quick, though, but I did have it.
It did, but, you know, now is the time for us to revisit what has really been going on over the last few years. And I'm hoping that the 650,000 emails gets released to help us kind of back engineer everything. I'm gonna say, though, that our worst fears, and maybe fears that we haven't even
imagined,
are gonna come loose here. And it's strange because one time about 22 years ago or so, I was having a conversation. I had a radio show in Seattle, and I was having a conversation with Terrence McKenna, and he told me that someday in the future, there's going to be an event where everything that is known is going to be released to the world all at the same time, and it's going to change everything.
Wow.
And I think that moment might be here, actually. And I mean, you know, once you, you know what I mean, once you open Pandora's box, you can't put it back. And you know, there's all the cliches, you know, about the toothpaste and the tube, and once it's out, you can't get it back. That's what this is going to be. This is going to be, wow, once you read the emails about the pedophilia, you're never going to get that out of your head. That's going to haunt you the rest of your life. And we're all about to go through that, I think.
Something's coming. Don't rule out anything, and don't be surprised if a false flag happens to try to provoke something real ugly. These people are not going to go away quietly.
No, they're not. And I would really look forward for the Fed to start raising interest rates. This will crash the economy real good. And, you know, they should have anyway. They should have done it 4 or 5 years ago.
That's right.
But they're in Obama's pocket, or Obama's in their pocket, one or the other. And so they didn't do it because they wanted to keep Obama somehow in power. And, the interest rates should raise. I want you all to know. I mean, that's normal. The interest rates should go up. They've been falsely, you know, down at the bottom here, and it's really cost us. But when they do go up, it's going to really cause a lot of pain, I hate to say it. And they're about to do it, I think.
Well, I don't see why they wouldn't. They can, and they don't. We are not a factor in their life. We're just tools, that's all.
Well, the other thing that has to be said is that we won. It was an overwhelming majority. It took 25 years of effort by people in the alt-right, people like you and I, that are constantly pushing the idea that there's a new world order and it's taking us over and does not have any of our interests in mind. And that wave, you know, when a tsunami is out in the ocean, no one notices it. It can come right under your ship, and you won't even know that it happened. When that tsunami crashes on shore, everybody notices it. And this tsunami has been rolling around the ocean for about 20 years now, and getting bigger with each event. With 9/11, it really grew. And, you know, Oklahoma City bombing, it grew. And over and over, Boston, Sandy Hook, it just got bigger and bigger and bigger. And Trump did not create this tsunami, but he was wise enough to see it, grab his surfboard, and go jump on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's that tsunami crashed yesterday, and it's going to be devastating for months and months into the future. And it's a good devastation.
That's right. Yeah. Hey, look, these quotes. President Obama: "We are now all rooting for Trump's success."
Very much amazing.
Clinton: "We owe Donald Trump an open mind, a chance to lead." Boy, these two criminals, they'll say anything, anything. It's really amazing. What a show. What a show.
Yeah, makes me a little worried.
Well, and here's Rat Ryan groveling, and
we're gonna
unite, and the Republicans are gonna come on, Ryan. All that guy wants, he wants to be in the White House in 20 years. That's what he's thinking about.
Yeah, he'll grovel his way to the top.
That's
for
right.
sure.
And
but I don't
hope
think it works anymore.
No, I hope Trump doesn't let these people off the hook.
He's not. Trump is a serious dude, and everything that's been slung at him, he remembers. I just know this guy.
Well, I want to see the list of talking head journalist scum that he says, sorry, you got no access to the White House.
That's why they were talking like that last night on CNN and MSNBC.
Sure.
They turned into groveling idiots, and it was so obvious, and come on.
I couldn't watch it. I was working, but I heard, yeah.
I never stay up till 1:30 in the morning, but I did last night, and I'm paying for it now because I'm kind of tired. But
I'm tired too. I'm with you. Yeah, it was worth it.
And then I screened myself hoarse and probably almost got the neighbors to call the police on me, because once I realized that he actually had won, because I wasn't going to do it, you know, I figured there was going to be cheating all the way to the end.
Yes.
And
yes.
Then at 1:30 my time, they finally called it, and I just started screaming like a madman, which is why I sound kind of hoarse right now. And and the weather's nice here, so the windows are kind of open, and I'm sure everybody in the neighborhood heard me.
Yeah, but you're in the middle of nowhere, don't you? Are you in town?
No, I have two places. I have one place in town, with all the liberals. And, you know, except I will say this, even though I live in a very liberal town, I do agree with you. There were no Clinton signs anywhere. It was amazing.
I heard that from, I'll bet, close to 10 people who live in different parts of the country, and they'd say, hey, I just drove 50 miles, 100 miles today, round trip. I didn't see one Clinton sign. None.
No.
And yesterday on Election Day, the streets were just lined with signs. I got that today from somebody else. Nowhere were any Clinton. It was a landslide.
She was the worst candidate in my entire lifetime that I've ever seen.
Well, this election and the murder of John Kennedy are the two biggest events politically in my life.
Yep, I'd agree with that. One was really bad, one was really good.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not really over this, and I don't really quite believe it, so...
No, I'm not there either. It's settling. It's going to take a while. We'll have to wait and see.
You don't get 25 years of rejection and suddenly get acceptance and then it, just have it be normal. Oh, okay.
It's not like throwing a switch. No.
It's not easy.
We're going to have to grow into this, Jay. We're going to have to grow into the idea that we have a viable republic again, a constitutional republic that is going to be responsive to the people for which it is supposed to serve. And this has been the antithesis of what we've been getting for 25 years at least.
Oh, yeah.
We've been mugged and beaten and, oh, yeah.
32 years ago was the last time that I voted, okay? 1984 was the last time I voted, and I voted here today, and I know a lot of other, or yesterday, I know a lot of other people who hadn't voted in a long time, because who was I going to vote for, Bush?
I might be right on that same, was that Reagan?
Yep, 84 was
okay. That was probably the last time I voted too.
Yep. So it's an amazing thing, man, and we're both reeling from it. And I know you've been working your ass off trying to get the word out on all these things, and you really do deserve to be congratulated for all the hard work that you've done.
Well, thanks.
And I went to your site every morning looking for the next thing, and you know, you covered the green screen Hillary rallies where everybody was fake, and the fake phones and the hand signals with the journalists.
Yeah, there was a lot to cover. It was just every day there was another big bomb went off.
It was amazing. It was so surreal. I mean, it was the most surreal thing I've ever watched in my entire life.
Well, I really do think that the people, and when I say Donald Trump, I mean the people. And this reminds me of Prop 187 in California, when the people stood up and said, no more welfare for illegal aliens in this state. And they'll all leave. And the people passed Prop 187. And it went up in the court system and was thrown out by the California State Supreme Court against the will of the majority of the people. And now in California, Caucasian Americans are definitely under 50%.
That
could never pass again. And this was our last chance. They will never let this happen again. Never. Trump got away from them. He surprised them. They treated him like he was a joke. They laughed. And then all of a sudden, he hit the cord. He got the people, and they never let go. Here's the truth. Here's our way to our path to freedom, to reclaiming our country, and to make America great again. And now we have a man, and it's going to take me a while to get used to this, who actually will do something And he can do something in his first 100 days. He can do a lot of somethings that will change this country, and I think he's going to, because when you look back at his candidacy, Jay, and the year and a half he's been running, he has accomplished more and caused more change and changes in this country than any other political candidate that has ever run, and he's not even in office. So let's see what he does in office.
I can't wait, and I hope that he takes the first 100 days and uses it to not only advance, you know, the constitutional republic and going back to it, but reversing everything that that guy that's in the White House right now.
Dozens and dozens and dozens of executive orders.
Everything.
Obamacare, gone. Just gone.
Yeah. Yeah, immigration. The educational system needs to go back locally. We just have to reverse.
Oh, we don't need a Department of Education. Get rid of it. Gone.
And just think about this. He's going to rescind the stupid transgender law that Obama passed, that all the schools have to have unisex bathrooms. That's all history. All that crazy crap is history.
Yeah.
And the first lady is actually going to be a woman.
Yeah, a real woman,
not a fake
Michael,
woman.
Michael Robinson.
Yeah,
played
Michael
football
Robinson.
In Oregon and moved back to Chicago after that and became a woman.
Yep.
It's a guy, folks. It's a guy. There are pictures of him in tight dresses, and no question about it. And the two girls are adopted. They're CIA. It's a little CIA family. There are no birth records on the kids. It's another construct like the Clintons. Rhodes Scholar and all that.
And the Bushes.
The Bushes.
Too.
The Clinton-Bush cartel is all one.
Yeah, they were all running drugs out of MENA together back in the late 70s. So, I mean, come on. The Bushes and the Clintons are two halves of the same cartel.
Yeah.
And here's the thing that Hillary's got to deal with. She's accepted hundreds of millions of dollars from people who expected to get favors from her.
And she didn't produce.
And she didn't deliver.
No, they got some unhappy people out there. By the way, they're not mega millionaires. They're billionaires, and they got billionaires. They got probably $2 or $3 billion from Haiti. $7.3 billion was given to the Clinton Foundation under the direction of Barack Obama, who named the Clinton Foundation as the agency to take care of all Haitian relief monies. $7.3 billion. Ask anybody in Haiti today what they think of the Clintons, and they'll tell you. They built 2,000 housing units, and that was it. And the rest of the money went right smack into the Clinton largesse. That's where it went.
Where Trump is probably going to appoint a special prosecutor to investigate.
Well, she'll get pardoned. They'll pardon. Obama will pardon her. But that doesn't mean she's going to be able to get away from the articles of impeachment, which could be drawn up.
And the NYPD.
And that's the big one. If those ladies and gentlemen in the department, those of you who are listening, give them hell. Let's get that stuff out there. And also remember that the story about the 1.8 or 1.6 billion that was allegedly transferred to Qatar may well be true. And Obama, we do know, just bought a $5 million estate on the beach at Dubai. So those are both countries with no extradition treaties to the United States. And that tells me right now that both the Clintons, and the Obamas could end up moving abroad to escape accountability. It's possible.
Good.
Jay, good to talk to you, my friend.
We have been
through a lot over these years.
Congratulations, man. We did it.
Thank you. Thanks, partner. Take care. Jay Widener, and we'll come right back and say hello to Terrible Tim and find out how this all looks from Brighton in merry old England. Next.